going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, time now to welcome into WWE All Saints Radio. His very first appearance on our Saints Radio coverage, Quincy Riley, the newest member after getting selected by the Saints. Welcome to the Black and Gold. How you doing today, Quincy?
I'm doing outstanding. How y'all doing?
We are fantastic. I'm Steve Geller with WWR Radio, joined by the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, also our draft analyst, Mike Dettillier, and going to hit you over to NFL and Saints great Deuce McAllister. What you got for us?
Well, Quincy, first of all, congratulations, man. Welcome to the New Orleans Saints. And just, you know, for you, where do you feel like that you can fit with this team as far as the Saints is concerned? And what are some of the things that you hope to plan to bring to the table?
I feel like I fit anywhere they need me to be. I'm a versatile guy. I can play everything in the back end whenever you need me to play it. Special teams also, but I bring a great leadership to the team, a guy that's going to get the ball back to the offense so they can put up points and have fans in the stands, a guy that's real competitive and play with a chip on his shoulder, and just a guy that's passionate about football, that love the game. So that's what I bring to the team.
Quincy, Mike Dettillier, first of all, congratulations on getting selected by the Saints. What type of interest did the Saints show you before you got selected? And the one thing with you, as a high school guy, you were a big-time track sprinter. And I know somebody that knows you pretty well, and he said, man, Quincy was upset what he ran at the combine, that he's a lot faster than that 4.48 that he posted up there. But your thoughts on this, on the connection with the Saints before you got selected by the Black and Gold?
I talked to them one time. They came to my school. I had dinner with Terry Joseph, and the film part, he was digging into me a little bit. But then outside of the film, like, we had a great man-to-man conversation just about life and everything that goes on. So, like, after leaving that meet, I didn't feel as if they was really high on me at the time. But I mean, they was pretty into me just for even coming down to have a conversation with me. So. I didn't know I was going to be a New Orleans Saints, but I'm happy to be a New Orleans Saints.
Quincy, I got a question for you. Coming out of high school, what were some of the schools that you visited or you went to that had some interest in you coming out of high school?
It was a lot of Conference USA schools, Kent State, Middle Tennessee, West Kentucky, Tulane, and that's the ones I really looked into for real.
Yeah, and so I just wondered, do you feel like that you were a guy that was kind of overlooked in a sense? And so, having to kind of prove yourself and having some early success as far as in college, then going over to Louisville, having the success that you had there, and, I play with a chip on my shoulder. I'm going to go out there and make plays.
100%. And I think that chip helped me to get to where I'm at now. So I want to be able to continue to have that chip on my shoulder. And I'm just ready to ball for real, like, just knowing that I look at myself as a dirt and diamond type of guy. And so as long as I'm getting out of the mud, I feel comfortable. So I'm happy that I was, you could say I was overlooked.
Quincy, in the off season, who did you work with maybe in training? And secondly, you know, in the NFL, the receivers are bigger. And so something, you know, getting yourself physically stronger for the National Football League. But who did you work out with in the off season?
I worked out with a guy named Flight Christian Miller out of Dallas, doing DB drills. Also, when I come back home, I work out with my guy B. Sammy. Who else I could say? A. Reese Curry. Doing the pre-draft, I worked out at Exos with Brent Callaway. So I had a good bit of training all season with a couple people.
This is Mike Koss, Quincy. I do play-by-play with Deuce for the Saints, and I apologize. I might be a little late to the parade here, but certainly another Louisville player with you in Tyler Shuck.
Yes, sir.
Talk about the skill set that he has that you win against every day in practice.
I tell a lot of people that he's the best quarterback I ever played with ever before. And so going against him in practice, I knew, like, game time, I was going to be prepared, like, to go against other quarterbacks because the type of mindset and skills he had, like, he throw the ball, like, off the charts well. Like, the throws he take in practice and throws he make in practice, it's just unbelievable. So him preparing me in practice really just helped me in the game, make it more easy on me and my mind. And he just unbelievable, like, talent, like, and I don't think people really understand that. So I hope the Saints actually, like, he show people, like, what type of talent he is and why y'all took him early.
Quincy, how much special teams play did you have either at Middle Tennessee or at Louisville?
Since I started off in college, I played special teams. I was mostly a return guy, but when I wasn't returning, I played gunner. I also played up back on kick return before. I played cornet on punt return. I played kickoff. So I played around a good bit of special teams, but mostly just always been returning.
Some of the you're looking at the corners either that are in the NFL now or in the past. Is there anybody you try to model your game after, Quincy, or looked up to while you getting your football career going?
I looked up to Jair, Denzel Ward, Marshawn Lattimore, guys like that. Like I tried to model my game after those guys.
And have you gotten to visit the city of New Orleans at all? Have you have any prior experience in the the Crescent City coming into the visit at all, or even in the Superdome?
Nah, I haven't been nowhere near the Superdome, but it's funny because when I was a kid, I actually went to the Junior Olympics down in New Orleans, and then when I was running track. So that's the last time I've been in New Orleans.
Quincy, what you running track?
I ran 100 and 200. I won.
Yeah, 100, 200.
Both of those. Yes, I ran 10-4 and 100 and 21-3 and 200.
We talking hand time. We talking, electronic. I'm messing with you, Quincy.
This state official.
I'm messing with you. Yeah, I'm messing with you. Don't pay me no mind. Yeah, nah. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So, and that's Junior Olympics right there. Correct.
Yeah. No, that was when I won state. That was high school. But I also went to Junior Olympics when I was very younger, like 10, 11.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. Yeah, I knew the state side when you won it, but I was just referencing close to New Orleans or to New Orleans was the Junior Olympics. So, that's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Quincy, one of the things you're going to hear when you're in the Superdome is the Saints fans giving the big cheer. Who dat, who dat, who dat, say they're going to beat them Saints. Wondering if you can give one big shout-out of a who dat to all the black and gold fans out there. Have you get to join the Saints?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Let's hear a who dat.
Who dat, who dat, who dat, who dat.
There we go.
All right.
Thanks, Quincy. Congratulations. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Congratulations, Quincy.
Yep. Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.